and came up to the counter to purchase the shoes. And he's a hyper kid. He was probably about six at that time. So he was on one foot and the other. And the people wouldn't wait on me. They ignored me. So finally I told Brian to go get in the car and I'd be there in a minute. So he went tearing off to the car in his new shoes, right? And I still sat there, or stood there waiting for them to wait on me, and they still ignored me. And I got one king-sized resentment. And I thought, you know, here's an important person standing here, and I'm in a hurry, right? I got a hyper kid, and they're ignoring me. So a few more minutes passed, and I just walked out. I left that box. I don't know what they thought when they opened that box. I know what they looked like, and I know what they smelt like, and that's about what I thought they deserved. Well, that was one of my amends, you know. The whole purpose of that, you know, amends means to heal in Greek. It's to heal the people in our past if we're able to make restitution, but it's also mainly to heal ourselves. Once we get that past taken care of, once I get it taken care of, then I can deal with today. I don't have all that stuff I'm carrying on my back. And I hadn't been able to go in pennies since that happened. You know, I had a justified resentment, but I hadn't been able to go in pennies. So my sponsor said the whole effect of the ninth step is that I could walk down the street and see anybody coming down the street and not feel like I want to cross it over to the other side and avoid them. I could look anybody in the eye walking down the street. And there were a lot of people I didn't feel that way about. So I set about, you know, paying back pennies. I haven't paid back my employers yet. My sponsor told me at the time I was raising the two kids, she said, why don't you wait a while on that one? She says, you're not going to get away with just not doing it, but why don't you wait a while? So I've got the money saved up now, and I plan to do it in the next month or so. One of the gals I sponsor has a couple of amends in the Bay Area, and I'm going to go with her and take care of that. One neat thing someone pointed out, it's over 7 years. They can't throw me in jail. When I went to Penny's, Sandy, this gal I got sober with, she had stolen a bikini out of there, and I have her permission to say that. And so we were going to go there together and tell this manager what we had done. And it didn't work out, but it did work out that we went within one day of each other. So when I went in there, she had gone in the day before me, and they sent me upstairs when I asked for the manager, and I told him what had happened, and he was really apologetic about them not waiting on me. And I said, no, you got it all wrong. I'm not making excuses. You know, that is what happened, but I'm not saying that that's any excuse for what I did. And he says, I just don't understand what's happening. He says, there must be an epidemic going on around here. One thing I've never figured out, though, he took my check, but Sandy didn't have to pay for her bikini. I don't know the answer to that, but that's the way it worked out. My ex-husband, I got permission from my sponsor to write him a letter because it was decided between us if I tried to do it in person, I'd probably have more amends to make. I had a